Alden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. It is time indeed for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Monday. Hopefully you're remain dry. Maybe don't listen to us with the windows down if it's still raining. But we have got a lot to get to today. The Monster Mile showed up, caused a little havoc. Of course, weather seems to be affecting everything everywhere. Dover was no different. Small rain delay that saw us go into double overtime after that, and Denny Hamlin getting yet another win, his fourth of 2025, which along brings the question, is this the year Denny finally breaks his championship drought? So we'll talk about that. Of course, standings, we're going to get into points, results, you name it. We're going to cover it now. It's what we do every Monday at 6. So sit back, relax. It's time. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, and across from me, and I gotta tell you, man's usually looking pretty spry, but I can only describe him today as a little haggard. Looks a little tired, perhaps from the weekend of putting on the premier. I don't even know, like, what do you call those shows?
Bodybuilding fitness at its best.
Bodybuilding and fitness.
Yes, Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
I know what
presented
it is.
Presented by Optimize You.
But it's a bodybuilding and fitness show.
Yes.
The premier bodybuilding and fitness show of the Southeast. And it's all
and
over.
And our fifth anniversary.
Fifth one. According to the pictures, everybody had a good time. I think, and I don't know this, I think some of those were spray tans. I don't know if you can do that naturally out in the sun. If so, go see a doctor.
Put it this way. There's a whole lot of spray tans. We have a room set up. They're in the convention center that is covered in paper, the floors and the walls, and there is a spray tan booth set up in there.
And
everybody gets a spray tan before they go on stage to compete.
I'm just imagining like an automotive booth where a car, you know, with the big spray paint, except mm-hmm. it's just yeah. for people.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, get here. All right, don't miss a spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just go in there and you pull it all off, and she just goes to town spraying.
Man,
there's nothing that, you know, that doesn't get sprayed.
And so you go out on stage and then you do your flexing. And of course, you look nice.
You do your posing and yeah,
got a little music going. And then at the end of the night, if all things go well, you get a medal.
You get it's better than competing in the Olympics.
I draw parallels.
And I assure you, if you're in the audience, it's a lot more entertaining than some of the Olympic games you're going to see.
Than the bobsled the curling or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. But I would encourage our listeners to go to the Chattanooga Fitness download or Chattanooga Fitness Expo Facebook page and check out some of the photos from the weekend. It went on Saturday. I was at the convention center from Friday till about midday Sunday. Luckily, I had a room there at the downtown Marriott where it was easy to get to bed and crash for a few hours and then head back to the convention center. But it was a great event, sold out for the fourth year in a row. Couldn't have done it without all of our great sponsors. And, of course, our presenting sponsor was Optimize U, and we are coming from the Optimize U studio, and so great partner of the Whitfield Media Groups, and it was a successful weekend.
Yeah, I saw our boy handing out medals on stage.
Josh Porter.
Yeah, Josh. I was like, I know that guy.
Yeah, and then you know the other lady that was handing out medals.
Mrs. Whitfield?
No.
I know her.
Mandy Livingston.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, Mandy.
Yeah, my wife.
What's that old rascal been up to?
You talking about Mandy?
Yeah.
She's doing well.
She's still over at Optimize You.
Oh, yeah. She's a VP now.
Wow.
She used to be GM, but now she has advanced to vice president of something, so I just call her VP now.
Oh, Veep.
Yeah, she's gone up in the world. But my wife was Kim Chapman Whitfield. She's one of the MCs. It's her fifth year as an MC, along with my buddy Matt Davis from the Chattanooga Fitness Download and owner of the Train Station Fitness. And so it was a great event. Sold out, packed house at the Chattanooga Convention Center. So the fifth one is in the books. So
all went well. Congrats on the show.
And I'm ready for a vacation now.
Yeah, yeah. And as of right now, you're never doing another one. But in about a month, we'll check back in with you, and we'll be back rolling again.
I'm going to say I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50.
It's like asking an old...
Because it's a whole lot of work.
It's asking an old quarterback if he's going to retire at the end of the season. If you ask him then, yeah, absolutely. But then, you know, one trip to the beach... Mrs. Whitfield rubs some lotion on you. Next thing you know, we had some good times. And, you know, maybe next year I'll do a fourth screen. Maybe next year I'll do this. I'll do that. And then, boom, all right, there we go.
Well, you know, our wedding anniversary is in August. And so for the last 3 years, we, you know, go to, down to Mexico for a week. And so this is very appropriate time because after this show is complete, I am ready for a vacation. So I kept telling myself Friday and Saturday, I kept thinking in the back of my mind, okay, a cocktail and the beach is in your near future. This is all worth it.
You got to set goals.
Yeah, I had to have something to kind of get me through because it is a lot of long hours. So,
well, congrats on it. I know the show went well. You always do everything first class. It was every year it gets bigger and better. So, let's see what happens again next year. And
thank you.
Awesome. Good job.
You know, apparently
I need to be on spray tan duty next year.
The older I've gotten,
I'm willing I'll fill out a volunteer slip.
What I'm about to share with you, the older I've gotten, and this has really been the case for the last 10 or 15 years. And I'm curious if you have this attitude. my attitude, especially in business, if I can't do it first class, then I don't want to do it at all. It's like, I don't even want to play. I don't even want to participate if I can't do it first class. Are you like that at all?
I work for a guy that is very much like that. At Quality Fence, our owners are both. We're either doing it right or we're not doing it at all.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool, it makes it easy to work for someone that's like that.
Yeah.
There's a TV character called Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec, and he would say, never half-ass anything, only whole-ass one thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really good way to do it. And that's your thing. You've always done things first class.
Yeah.
There are parts of my life I do first class, and there are parts of my life I definitely do halfway.
Well, the older I've gotten, the more
I have gotten
in that routine. You know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, you know, yeah, first class was a big priority in the business world for me. But I didn't look at it as a deal breaker. At my age now, it's almost like if it's not going to be done first class,
I'll take my ball and go home.
Yeah. Don't even want to consider doing it. Have no desire to do it.
That's why you married Miss Whitfield.
I guess it is.
If you can't have the best, why do it?
Yeah. So I was just wondering, maybe it's an old man thing. And I think, you know, part of it's my personality and my history in business, but just wondering how you were about it. But so tell us, how was the Orr weekend?
The Orr weekend was exciting as yours. I'll give you a pass because of the show, but I did not see you at Mass on Sunday, or Mrs. Whitfield.
Didn't make it.
And then you piddle around the house. Mrs. Orr kind of got banged up, her knees hurting, so I played... Nurse, I guess, and waited on her hand and foot, which is no different than the other 365 days a year.
I was going to say, so, you know, you're on top of the world.
Only thing she was missing was a little bell that she could ring, like old butler.
So you're doing well. You're at the top of the food chain.
Boy, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
I was hoping for you.
I think she's still trying to figure out a way to make this knee pain she's having my fault. She's going to dig into that.
I bet she has been thinking that.
So it's pretty uneventful weekend. Of course, the pool
no
yesterday.
Golf?
Nope. It was so hot yesterday
the pool felt more like lukewarm bathwater. I mean, it was just hot. But Evelyn was having fun, so I stayed there way too long.
Well, if you were expected to take care of Mrs. Orr, I'm sure that would have not went over well if you'd have went to the golf course.
No, that would have been. Yeah, it'd have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to earn those golf course points. Everybody else calls them brownie points, but they're golf course points for you.
Well, I've earned a ton of brownie points in my life, but I've still yet to see the chart that I have for turning them in, cashing them in, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's like earning tickets at the local arcade.
Hey,
you get a whole bunch of them and you think, all right, this is going to be something.
I notice you're sporting a Masters hat today.
You get a spider ring. Yeah, a buddy of mine bought me that.
That's a sharp looking hat.
Well, listen, I don't wear anything halfway. That's all class.
Well, you know, you're in the golf. I like golf, but I suck at it, so I don't waste my time. You know, I think most of us have sort of a bucket list, either written down or in the back of our mind, things we want to do before we die. Going to the Masters is on my bucket list. I want to do that one time. Don't care if I go more than once. I just want to do it one time. Would that be on yours?
Yeah, I would love to go. I've got buddies that a buddy of mine ends up winning tickets every year to go to the event right before the Masters, the women's amateur, which you have full access to the course and you get to see all the stuff, but it's not the Masters. I've got friends that they get to go and volunteer, but no, I've never been.
Yeah, but is it on a bucket list? So is it something that's that important?
You know what? I don't really have a bucket list. I would certainly like to go. Yeah. I'd like to go there. I'd like to go to Europe and like do that whole thing. But if I don't, that's fine too.
Hmm. I figured you had a bucket list going.
No.
Nothing in particular.
It's just, you know, LIVIN. Yeah. I should probably be more goal oriented. What's another one on your bucket list?
I want to go back to Hawaii.
Yeah, that was cool.
The last time I was there was in 1996, so it's been a long time.
I was a junior in high school.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Wow. I would like to go to London.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So there's some destinations like that. There's a variety of small business things I'd like to accomplish for, you know, God calls me home.
Well, you know, my issue, Sean, is I married an angel so early. Like, I've already been to the mountaintop. What exactly else is there?
You've been to the mountaintop already.
Right.
Well,
and now I'm like that little Greek character that keeps trying to push a stone back up the mountain, and every day gets crushed and has to start back over again.
Hey, I promise we're going to talk about NASCAR.
I'm pretty sure this is a NASCAR show.
Here in just a moment.
Our buddy Tyler Bloom, O.T. Satchel, showed up today just to just to be in our presence.
T. Satchel?
Yeah, O.T. Satch.
That's his nickname?
One of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's radio appropriate?
Pretty much.
Hey, what did you think about what has been going viral and has been on all the TV shows of the CEO...
Oh, boy.
And the human resource lady of this, I guess, tech company or something, being on the kissing cam at a Coldplay concert.
That was unfortunate all the way around. I mean,
you know,
don't do bad things, I guess, would be what I would say. But I have been blown away how much that's blown up.
That, I have too. And that's the only reason I bring it up is it is unbelievable how much media it's caught. I had the Today Show on this morning in my office, and they were doing a complete news segment on it. I mean, all the news media, and you can't scroll down Facebook and not see numerous posts about it.
That dude's poor wife and his poor family having to...
Oh, yeah.
To see, I mean, first of all, it's all bad anyway, but for it to become... basically an international joke at this point.
Mm-hmm.
All the while it's kind of wrecking your life. That's
well, you know, they
it's brutal.
They keep talking about how bad they feel for the CEO's wife and his family. What about the woman's husband?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And
there hadn't been any sympathy said much to him about him.
Yeah, and it's just bad all the way around.
Yeah,
it's but
don't you know everybody is going to be so paranoid when they go to a Braves game? Or any professional game around the country, and there's a kissing cam there.
And I guess that is a wake-up call to some of those that are out there messing and playing around.
In public.
Yeah, and well, it's stupid enough to do it in public and to take that risk, but now you don't...
It's like, let's go hang out with 60,000 of our best
friends. It's like a wake-up call.
That's bad.
All right, we come back. We're going to dive into the entire NASCAR weekend at Dover. We're also going to get you caught up on all the driver standings, as well as... where do things sort of shake out right now as far as the heading to the championship? We don't have that many races to go, so we'll talk about where that is trending. We'll also catch up with what the latest is with the antitrust lawsuit between 2311 and Front Row Motorsports. We'll also discuss NASCAR's update for race eligibility rules. We got all that and more straight ahead. I want to thank you so much for joining. It's our 24th year talking NASCAR here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Today, eventually, we are going to talk about Denny Hamlin's big win at Dover. In true NASCAR fashion, it's the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 from Dover and the Monster Mile. A bit of a rain delay, but gave us a double overtime finish that saw Denny Hamlin narrowly outrace Chase Briscoe and get his fourth win of the season. Big win for him. Big win for Joe Gibbs. Big win for anybody not named SVG, as it last few weeks kind of belonged to him and Trackhouse Racing. And now Gibbs is back on the leaderboard. So big win for Denny. Denny becomes the first guy to win four races this NASCAR season.
Can you believe that Denny Hamlin has won three races or more on 12 of the different tracks that we go to?
So he's just really good at those tracks.
Well, yeah. Some of the tracks he's won more than three, but think about that for just a moment. Take 12 racetracks, 12 different racetracks, and he's had 3 wins or more. That's a pretty remarkable stat.
You know, there's in golf, you have these guys that'll win a bunch of times at a certain golf course, and they'll ask them, they say, it just fits my eye. Mm-hmm. There's just something about it that my shot shape and my distances, it all clicks, and it just makes, you know, for an easier go around. And it's got to be that way for drivers. It's just, and you hear that. There are some racetracks drivers hate going to.
Yeah.
And there are some that, for whatever reason, they get in the car and it fits their eye. And they're able to get the car around there really well. They know exactly how they want their car set up for that. And obviously, there's 12 tracks that Denny just really knows well and how to get around.
Another interesting stat that I discovered today. Would you, if you were to compare Joey Logano to Denny Hamlin, who would you think has the most starts in the NASCAR Cup Series? Which driver?
I would say Denny, but I also feel like it's a trick question because Joey Logano, they literally waited for him to turn 18 so I could shove him in a car.
Does it seem like that they both started about the same time?
I feel like they probably started the
because I was thinking time. About that. I was trying to remember thinking back in history because, you know, it's going back a number of years now. Joey Logano had his 700th start yesterday.
Golly.
Denny Hamlin had his 706. So there's only 6 races apart.
It pretty much did start about
the same. Yeah, they started about the same time. But I found that interesting. I didn't think that Joey Logano had that many starts and was that close to Denny Hamlin. So that was another stat that caught my attention.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, in talking about Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, we're talking about two of the old veterans in the sport. I mean, I remember when we were waiting for Joey Logano to turn 18. I don't remember a driver being as hyped as Joey Logano. I mean, his name was Sliced Bread.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, which is one of the all-time great nicknames to have, especially coming into NASCAR. And here's the thing. He was so hyped. All he's done is won 2 championships. He's probably a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame, but it still feels like he's underwhelmed for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
He still had to leave Gibbs Racing to find his real spot. So, yeah, it's and Denny is right now, he's the Mark Martin of NASCAR. Who's the best driver to never win a championship? Well, it's Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
So, and now that we get to ask the question again, he's got more wins than anybody this year. Is this the year?
I don't know off the top of my head how many wins Joey Logano's got, but Denny Hamlin's got 58. 58 wins out of 706 race starts.
And no championships. That's crazy.
Yeah, no championships.
That's
right.
Dan Marino, you know.
Joey Logano has got some championships. Like I say, I don't recall how many wins he's got. But when you think back of Joey Logano, his career reminds me a little bit of Martin Truex Jr. And the reason I say that is when Joey Logano left Joe Gibbs Racing, I was kind of concerned, okay, is he going to get the opportunity to progress in his career? Or is this a guy that's going to go backwards? Because you lose a ride with Joe Gibbs Racing, which is one of the top teams, chances are you're going to go backwards in your career. Martin Truex Jr. was another guy. When he left Michael Waltrip Racing and then he left Front Row Motorsport or Furniture Row.
When he went to Furniture Row Racing. That was your last step before you're gone.
Yeah. That was another driver. You think, okay, is he about to go backwards in his career? Those are two guys that did a reverse from my perspective and got a championship under their belt. Joey Logano has done exceptionally well at Penske. Martin Truex Jr. did exceptionally well with Joe Gibbs Racing and then got the championship when he was at Furniture Row. So sometimes you see those drivers' careers where they have that kind of success, and then you see probably more times than not the drivers that look like they're taking that step backwards, and certainly they are. And the rest of their career is continuously going downhill until they come to retirement.
Joey Logano, 37 Cup victories, so 20 less than Denny Hamlin, but he also has 2 more championship trophies. Sean, right now there's only 1 active driver in the top 10 in wins all time. Who might that be? Cup Series.
All-time wins?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch is number 9 with 63 wins. Denny Hamlin got his, what, 57th? Is that right? 58th win. And is still 2 behind Kevin Harvick, who would round out the top 10. But literally, Joey Logano, 37 wins and 1 championship. Right below him, Brad Keselowski, 36 wins and 1 championship. That is a little surprising, especially when you think about Brad Keselowski's last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, yesterday NASCAR was at the Monster Mile at Dover Motor Speedway. I heard several interviews from drivers stating that it was the hottest race and the toughest conditions that they had been under this year. The humidity was just over the top. The heat index was over the top. I mean, inside the cockpit of the car, they said it was getting temperatures of around 130 to 140. I believe Chase Briscoe, his air condition on his suit went out.
God.
There was guys putting ice down their fire suits. I mean, pouring water over themselves. Just extremely hot conditions. Of course, Dover had its fair share of rain over the course of a few days. We had about a 56-minute rain delay that put the race into red flag conditions. Some of the NASCAR Nation that I was listening to today seemed to think that NASCAR should have called the race. But I think NASCAR made the right decision. I think NASCAR could go up to about 8:10 before they had to call the race due to the fact that Dover does not have lights, so to where it would make it unsafe to run the race, that late in the evening. But NASCAR decided to hang with it, watching the radar, got the race in, double overtime, and that's the way we like to see it.
Yes, big win for Denny Hamlin, 4th win of the year. Now he has more wins than anybody else this year. And win number 58 for the guy that still has yet to win a championship.
He led 67 laps of the 407 yesterday. This is his 4th victory and 11th top 10 finish in 2025. His 3rd victory and 17th top 10 finish in 35 races at Dover Motor Speedway. And let's be reminded, we only run at Dover one time per year. Dover is one of three concrete tracks in the NASCAR Cup Series. We have Bristol Motor Speedway and Nashville Super Speedway that are also concrete. Chase Briscoe came in 2nd. He posted his first top 10 finish in 5 races. It is his 10th top 10 finish in 2025. Alex Bowman came in 3rd, his 7th top 10 in 14 races at Dover Motor Speedway. In 4th, Kyle Larson started 25th, ended up 4th in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. Ty Gibbs showed some improvement, started 9th, came in 5th. Chase Elliott was on the pole position, came in 6th. Bubba Wallace, Bubba's got some problems. Bubba's got some problems at home. I don't know if you've seen any of that online.
I have not. Are we going to get to spill a little tea later?
I think it's pretty public. I'll share it a little bit later. He's been,
he go to a Coldplay concert?
Something like that. Yeah, except it was a hotel.
Oh.
So Bubba Wallace is in 7th, Ron Blaney in 8th, 9th, Chris Buescher, and 10th, Brad Keselowski.
Hey, top 10 for Keselowski, followed by 11th, Kyle Busch. Other drivers of note, Tyler Reddick in 12th. Joey Logano, 14th. Austin Dillon, 15th. Christopher Bell, 18th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 23rd. Down the list a little bit, Josh Berry, 28th. SVG, after 2 wins and getting back on a oval track, he finishes 30th. William Byron, 31st. Ross Chastain, 33rd. And A.J. Allmendinger, the dinger, last man out in 37th.
There were 8 caution flags for 50 laps and 13 lead changes among 10 drivers. Some of the drivers that stood out and had a successful day, want to recognize Chase Briscoe. His runner-up finish gave Joe Gibbs a 1-2 finish. Briscoe scored back-to-back runner-up results the last 2 weekends. Sunday's finish was his 8th top 5 finish in 25 races so far this year. Alex Bowman, the driver that came in 3rd, It's his third top five result in the last six races. He moved from 12th in points to 9th. Chase Elliott getting that sixth place finish along with William Byron's crash in overtime put Elliott into the points lead with five races left in the regular season. Bubba Wallace, seventh place finish, snapped a five-race streak of results outside the top 10. Ty Gibbs, his fifth place finish, marked his seventh consecutive top 15 finish. Gibbs has gone from 27th in the points down to 16th. He also advances to the finals of the in-season challenge and will race for $1 million next weekend at Indianapolis. Ty Dillon, he finished 20th, scoring his fourth top 20th finish to advance to the finals of the in-season challenge. He also will race and race against Ty Gibbs for $1 million next week in Indianapolis. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later.
Yes, the in-season challenge. I would like for you to break down the in-season challenge and then explain to me
I am the man to do it.
Why I or any other NASCAR fan should really be that enthralled by it.
Well, I think it's great because this is a time of the year that we would not even be mentioning Ty Dillon and Ty Gibbs' name. They would not be getting any media attention. It kind of adds another race within the race. And the fact that there's $1 million on the line, it's going to give the ability for these race teams that are middle of the pack or below, it's going to give them additional media exposure, and it's going to give them an opportunity to pick up $1 million. And all those teams can use the extra help. Those are the teams that are having the most difficulty picking up sponsors and bringing in revenue. So I think it's a good thing that TNT and NASCAR have put together. The drivers that didn't do so well, William Byron, he collected in a crash in the overtime and finished 31st. Christopher Bell, while he won on a stage and led 67 laps, his most laps led in a race since Phoenix in March. Bell spun twice and then lost the chance to win Sunday. And then last, Carson Hocevar, he was a guy that we were talking a fair amount about at the beginning of the season, was getting his fair share of media attention. His 35th place finish due to mechanical issues is his third consecutive finish outside the top 30. I would love to see Carson Hocevar do well.
That old rookie Hocevar?
I have been pulling for him. I think he is that guy that could add some extra excitement, or has added some extra excitement to NASCAR. The guy that's kind of the outlaw that doesn't have a lot of friends and got that hard-nosed attitude.
The young rookie out there shaking things up.
Yeah. Yeah. We need some of that. We need more diversity of personalities.
We just had
in NASCAR.
SVG win two races in a row. Now you want another new guy in there?
Yeah, but I want a little more WWE. We need some WWE. Wouldn't you agree?
No, because that's fake.
No, I don't mean fake. I mean, I'm talking entertainment.
Yes, personality shining through is a good thing.
Yeah, we need more personality. We need more of that, you can't wait till the next race to see if somebody's going to put the other one in the wall or if there's going to be a confrontation on pit road. It adds some excitement to the sport, and I'm sure it helps TV ratings when you got some of that. Would you agree?
I think storylines, you know, the whole thing, you don't cheer for drivers or teams, you cheer for storylines.
Yeah.
Yes.
As we
get closer to the playoffs and the races start to matter a little bit more, I think naturally we're probably going to get some of that. You never want it manufactured, but a good old rivalry or a good old dust up is never
the key
a bad
word.
Thing.
We need some more rivalries. That's the key word right there, rivalries. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. We're going to talk a little bit more about the NASCAR in-season challenge, as well as we'll talk about the NASCAR, not only the driver standings, but the picture after the race and what the playoffs are looking like, who may be in and who may be out. We got all that and more straight ahead. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us online tomorrow at racingtalkradio.com, or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You never miss a minute of all the latest in NASCAR. More straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. If you were ever in doubt, don't sell yourself short. You might be bulletproof. Hard to move mountains when you're paralyzed, but you gotta try.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, been recapping Denny Hamlin's 4th win of the season. Big win at Dover. And, of course, now we turn our attention almost to the final race in the in-season challenge. And, Sean, you know, sadly, we probably won't spend a lot of time on this, but what used to be considered one of the crown jewels of NASCAR, one of the majors, if you will, and that is at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The not built for stock car racing, hasn't produced the best stock car racing, but it's still the most famous speedway in all of America, and it's still fun to watch the cars go around at a place that seats 250,000 people, I believe.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's coming up this weekend.
I mean, the facts you spoke about, most famous track, that kind of thing, I get. To me, it just doesn't have its place in NASCAR anymore.
I mean, it had a moment, but it's the novelty. You know, it's a Bristol dirt race.
I mean,
the first time we were like, oh, how cool is that? And then after a while, you're like, man, maybe that's not it.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm thinking the attendance has been hovering around 55,000 to 60,000 the last couple of years.
I thought they got into six figures, but when your place seats 250,000,
no, yeah,
you have 100,000 people there, and it looks like no one's there.
Yeah, I don't know. The number's close to 300,000 or something like that. Is what the Speedway holds, and then you put a cup race there, and you have 60,000 or so show up. It makes it look like nobody's there. I just don't think that's a good look for the sport. It doesn't produce the most exciting racing. I think we put Indianapolis in a rearview mirror and put it in the past and say, hey, it was a joy to be there back in the day in the history, but we're not open wheel racing.
Well, it's funny because it was such a big deal when NASCAR got to go there. It's kind of, you know, open wheels always thumb their nose up a little bit at the old greasy stock car guys. Yeah. And for them to welcome NASCAR Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Brickyard, man, is a big deal. And kissing the bricks became a big deal. But it's almost like as time has evolved, well, now NASCAR is way cooler than open wheel racing, way more popular in this country. I mean, open wheel racing, it's kind of been regulated to like horse racing. You know, nobody knows about horse racing, but they all know the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of horse racing, and there's people, hardcore fans are still into it. But America as a whole cares about the Kentucky Derby. America as a whole cares about the Indianapolis 500. The other however many races there are, people aren't watching. So
I think
NASCAR's grown past it.
I do think the popularity of open wheel racing has gone up in the last few years.
Well, I don't know if F1's gotten popular.
I don't know to what percentage, but you know, the Indy 500 was sold out, so I mean that's a huge accomplishment. It's one of the largest attended sporting events in probably the entire world. Formula One has gotten a lot stronger with its a partnership with Netflix, and then the F1 movie has certainly been an added benefit to the F1. So I think NASCAR has looked at open wheel racing as not much competition, that it's anybody that's into motorsports, it's good for everybody. But I think at some point, if you're NASCAR, you got to start looking at Formula One and IndyCar as competition, just like you would do basketball, football, baseball, and any other kind of sport. Because if they're not paying attention and watching you on Saturdays or Sundays or whenever game day is, and they're watching another sport, that's competition. That's taking people away from your broadcast or taking people away from your event.
Yeah, it is. It is a competition of eyeballs. But with streaming nowadays and with everything on demand, it's sort of a different competition. You're almost competing for, I don't know, a space in people's minds, if so to speak. Everybody's got so much going on. Like they decide what they're going to follow and be passionate about. And that's kind of what you're competing for.
And there's so many TV networks,
so many options right now.
Yeah, there's so many TV networks that are wanting a piece of that sports pie. You take TNT, for example, you take Amazon, for example. Those are not sports networks, but they're trying to go after a share of their pie. And then when you factor in all those part-time networks that are trying to get some of their fair share of sports, and then you add the major networks and then the sport networks themselves, it gives the opportunity to all types of sports to get covered on television. I saw where ESPN the other day was carrying wiffle ball now.
Yeah.
Wiffle ball. Who would have thought that wiffle ball would be on ESPN?
Hey, I've seen slow
pickleball too.
I've seen slow news days where ESPN2 or whatever is carrying the Air Guitar World Championships. Like it's the amount, the amount of space out there.
Networks are looking for programming.
There's literally, there's no more. Well, it used to be three channels. So if you couldn't get on those three channels, uh-huh. and then cable happened. And now with streaming, there is like, it's infinite. You can always have another one. We could probably cobble together a few bucks and start the Sean and Casey network. But then now, okay, what are we going to put on the thing?
Well, you used to only find sports on the three or four major networks, ESPN and then TBS. They used to always carry the Braves. Other than that, you didn't really find sports programming on any place else on television. Now it's all over the place.
You know, speaking of sports, though, and just the fact that this is going to be the end of the summer series in NASCAR coming up at Indianapolis, college football right around the corner, mm-hmm. NFL football right around the corner. You talk about people.
We're about 6 weeks away from college.
People's attention spans and what they pay attention to. Right as football shows up, NASCAR launches into its playoffs. And so it really is, we've talked about it before, right when we're all supposed to really be paying attention, the number one sport in all of America kicks off, and that's all people kind of go to.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get into the driver's standings after the race at Dover. We got Chase Elliott in the lead, 16 points ahead of second place William Byron. Just think about that for a moment.
I would not, if you would have... Without me looking at this list, I wouldn't have picked Chase Elliott as being your points leader.
I agree. I absolutely agree, especially when he's only had one race win.
Yeah, he just doesn't mess up a lot. Though.
Denny Hamlin has had four, and Denny Hamlin's in fourth. But in second spot, 16 points behind Chase Elliott, we got William Byron. Third, Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin is in fourth spot. He is 38 points behind Chase Elliott. And fifth, Tyler Reddick.
Christopher Bell, sixth. Ryan Blaney, seventh. Chase Briscoe, eighth. Alex Bowman, ninth. And rounding out the top 10, Chris Buescher. Followed by Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, Bubba Wallace, Ryan Preece, 14th. Kyle Busch, 15th. And the top 16th spot belongs to Ty Gibbs. However, Sean, there are three different drivers. Shane Van Gisbergen, Josh Berry, and Austin Cindric that are all outside the top 16 with wins. So that means Ty Gibbs, Kyle Busch, and Ryan Preece would be replaced. Bubba Wallace is currently the lowest ranking member of the no-win club in 13th spot, only about 50 points ahead of Kyle Busch. So that's not an unsurmountable lead that he has over that.
Now, if you're someone out there listening and you are new to the sport, or perhaps you have forgotten how the NASCAR playoff works, let me go through it real quick for you. 16 drivers advance to the NASCAR playoffs. A win guarantees a spot in the playoffs unless there are more winners than spots available. The 16 spots go to the regular season champion, and then 15 drivers based on wins with tiebreakers by points. Right now, there have been 12 different winners, and the regular season champion will most likely be a driver who has won a race. So unless there are five new winners or four new winners and winless Tyler Reddick makes up a 62-point deficit to win a regular season title, everyone with a win will get in.
Win and in, and it certainly is looking like, unless we have the next several races all won by first-time winners, then – if you have a win, you're going to be guaranteed in this year's playoff.
So Dover was race number 21. How are we there? We got five more to go in the regular season before we get to the NASCAR playoffs. So it's still a lot of excitement left to go.
Five more races, and then the round of 16, down to the round of 12, down to the round of 8, and then to the final four in the final race of this season to see who will crown the 2025
And we
champion.
Know that Shane Van Gisbergen
and SVG
is
will be there round one.
And there's a good chance he's going to make it to round two.
Got a road course there.
Yeah, we got Watkins Glen is in the mix, is it not?
Yes, I believe so.
I don't have the schedule up, but definitely the Roval. So
we go Darlington, we go Worldwide Technology Raceway. I think it's the first round doesn't have one. And then we've got the Charlotte Motor Speedway road course in the round of 12. And then, no, that's it. So we do not. Watkins Glen is coming up. That is before the playoffs start.
All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. We got all that and more straight ahead. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, keeping you up to date with everything in the world of NASCAR. More straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, here from the Optimize You studio, getting you ready for all the NASCAR news and info. Indianapolis, I was about to say International Motor Speedway. How about Indianapolis Motor Speedway coming up this weekend? And Sean, normally here in our studio, we have 4 TVs. We're operating at only 3 right now. So is everything okay? Are we able to still keep the lights on? I'm used to the full experience as we try to bring people the news they need to know.
I took a break from that today because Terry Baker and I have got to get together and get a little bit better advanced and prepared for what we want to do.
Our old buddy Terry Baker.
Yeah.
The love maker is what they call
it. Is that what he
is? That is. I think only
so
one
yes,
lady calls
we,
that.
We are still in the practice and training process of video in the Optimize You studio.
You know, you will figure it out about the time the technology changes. You know that you fully expect that.
Well, and what gets so frustrating is I am struggling and always trying to learn how to do it all. And, you know, Terry can come in here and he just bam, 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 bloop, bam,
bloop,
you know.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah. And he makes it look so easy.
Yeah, he does that.
Like those Quality Fence TV commercials.
I tell you what, I just cut some audio for that while ago. I'll have a nice new one coming up. 50% off install coming up. And no payments until 2026.
Tell everybody what you do.
Listen, as the temperatures are heating up, so are the deals to get a fence around your property. It could be for protection. It could be for privacy. You could have that new dog that you have or are planning on getting.
Or you don't want to see your neighbors.
Or, you know what? Good
put up a privacy
good
fence.
Fences make good neighbors. But yes, give us a call at Quality Fence. You can go to fence.net and check out all that we have to offer. Actually, there's a tool on there. You can kind of, if you're technologically inclined, and actually you really don't even have to be that computer savvy to do it, you can put your info in and kind of draw your own fence around your house and get some idea of pricing, and we'll give you a call and come out and take a look.
Hey, I hear you guys don't have any Trump tariffs because all your products are American made.
Made in the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
By God.
Yeah.
So, yes, give us a call. We'd love to come out. And you know what? But tell you what, call us when it's a little cooler, because I tell you, I feel bad. I'm not actually installing
your
the fences.
Your boss may not like that idea.
I'm not actually installing the fences, so I can't complain too much. But, man, you get out there and measure two or three when it's 1,000 degrees with 100% humidity. You know what? You get tired by the end of
the
day.
You know, you're complaining about being out there to measure. Just think about what those guys are doing that are installing it.
That's what I'm saying. They're the actually tough guys.
Yeah, and you're complaining about 30 minutes of measurements.
Go to fence.net. have us out today. What I love about my job is meeting people and pets, so it's a lot of fun.
Meeting people and pets.
Most of the time, the pets are even cooler than the people, but you know how that goes. But yes.
Well, you've been to our other house. You've met our pets,
and
you know you should adopt them.
And for shame, you're trying to make your poor wife get rid of her two little four-legged children.
You know, we're trying to rehome them. I've even got them on TV down in North Georgia.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, looking for a good home. All right, we was talking a little bit earlier about the NASCAR in-season challenge, and want to just speak about that a little bit again. Ty Dillon is the lowest seed in the 32-driver field, and he will run for $1 million this weekend in the inaugural in-season challenge. Dillon finished 20th in Sunday's race, beating John Hunter Nemechek by one spot. And that will set things up for Dillon. We'll race Ty Gibbs for the $1 million prize at Indy. And if Dillon reaches the finals by eliminating the number one seed of Denny Hamlin in Atlanta, number 17 seed Brad Keselowski at Chicago, and then Alex Bowman at Sonoma for 12 seeds with Nemechek. I mean, this is a fun deal.
It's an in-season tournament.
Yeah.
But like I said,
I think this is great for the sport.
If we weren't here explaining it to people, they wouldn't know.
And I didn't explain it all super well because it's brand new. And the biggest thing is we're racing for $1 million this Sunday.
Well, exactly. And in true NASCAR fashion, it's like – every year for the All-Star race, let's read the 10 ways you can make your way into that. I told you we have special in-studio guest Tyler Bloom. And Sean, Tyler would be perfect to ask this question because he's our resident young person, right? So we talk about streaming options and social media and what NASCAR is doing out there. Tyler, as a young person that consumes media completely different than Sean and I, who last I checked, well, Sean has YouTube TV. I still have old school cable because I have a person living with me that teaching to stream would be tough. How is it that you're about to go rent a house with some of your buddies? There's no more. You don't call and get cable set up. How do y'all handle that? How do you consume NASCAR, college football coming up, social media? How do you do all that?
You kind of just hope that somebody has a YouTube TV subscription.
But YouTube, that's a big one. YouTube TV.
YouTube TV is where everybody's at now, Casey.
Hey, don't listen.
Because
you've done one thing that young people do.
Well, I only did it because EPB cut the cable off and I had no choice. That's the only, they were on me for a year to switch. And luckily I had YouTube TV here at the office, which I look back and I regret and look at all the money that I wasted for 2 or 3 years because I was paying for cable service with EPB at my house. I had YouTube TV here at the office And I could have just been using...
Logging on
yeah,
at home.
That's what I do now. And I'm thinking, you know, I was spending $170-something a month for cable.
That is couch
for
cushion.
For several years. I didn't have to.
If I had your money, I'd throw mine away.
And
that is couch cushion.
And that's what's going on at the Ore House right now.
So, Tyler, when you move into your buddies, you're hoping someone has YouTube. But literally, you log on to the apps. Do you watch it, I don't know, on Twitter or X? It's... Sean and I, we talk a lot about media and the way it works, and I'm thinking, you know, you are NASCAR's target market. You are a guy that likes racing, will tune in a little bit, casual fan, but knows what's going on. Just curious how you consume the media.
I mean, when it's on TV, I try to turn it on. I do. I kind of like the way that they've incorporated it on Prime Video with the new Dale Earnhardt series. Kind of brings people in to watch that, and then also having the races on there makes it more appealing to watch.
Tyler, there's only one thing you didn't say, then you disappoint me. You didn't say that I get my NASCAR information each and every Monday at 6 on Rock 103.7.
Hey, he gets it in person, man.
Yeah, y'all know I do.
Sitting right here.
Well, I know, but he's only been here for 2 weeks.
Straight from the source.
I thought surely you were going to go, you know, man, I'd get that ride home, and I love tuning in you guys. And so I thought there'd be nothing like coming down and hanging out with
y'all.
I put
the windows down in the Lexus on my way out to the Ooltewah.
Yeah.
And I just let those golden voices take me home.
That's right. All right, Tyler, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Good seeing you. All right, Casey, any final words? We're about to be overtime.
Hey, Brad Keselowski, go win at Indianapolis. Why not?
All right, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us part of your Monday. Don't forget, join us again right here on Rock 103.7, Chattanooga's Rock Station, next Monday, 6 p.m. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.